welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Not in the studios, but calling in today to talk about Witness Wednesday with Andy Bates.
Glad to have you on the phone this morning. Thanks for taking some time aside from your busy filming schedule. I know you're a Hollywood star now.
Yes. Well, yeah, it just shows how old you are when you call it filming.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Digitally recording. Yeah.
Yes. So, and what are we video recording today? Well, we've been working really hard on the Everyone Has Witnessed workshop, and we recorded this once, and we've taken it out, and we got lots of great feedback from the participants, and so now we're revising that workshop content, not a lot, but some, to make it to include these improvements. So we're redoing the videos and getting ready for the next phase of Everyone Has Witnessed.
Aha. And so that next phase, what is that next phase?
Well, the next phase, I think, is really an exciting part of this whole program, and that's where we stop going out. I say we as Deaconess Marianne Hayter, myself, as the only two facilitators for this workshop in the whole Synod. And you can see that with only two people facilitating a workshop, there's going to be a very limited number of people who will be able to participate. So we want to take ourselves out of the equation and package Everyone as Witness so the workshop can go out without us. So somebody at a congregation or in a circuit or a mission festival or LWML zone rally, whatever the setting may be, can serve as the facilitator. Everything will be done on the videos so they just can manage the event. And it won't require one of us going to the site to conduct the workshop.
Aha. So this will be really, it'll make it a lot more accessible and can reach more places, more congregations.
Absolutely. That's the goal. And that's what we're aiming towards. So the video recording we're doing today and the work we'll do with those videos is all towards that end. Let's get this workshop out there into the Synod so people can make use of these resources.
Can you give me an idea of what's covered in the workshop? Who presents in these videos? What do we learn from them?
Well, you're right when you said I'm the movie star. I'm most of the video instruction is me just sharing what I would share if I were there in person, and then Deaconess Marianne Hayter will be doing some of the instruction for the exercises, because we'll still have exercises in the videos, in the workshop. So we'll have video instructions on how to do the exercises. So we have our Office of National Mission team working to put this workshop together, just as if we'd be there, but we won't be there. We'll be there virtually instead of in person. The workshop itself goes through the what, the why, and how to of witnessing. And so we spend a little bit of time on the front end talking about, well, what is witnessing and why should we do it? But most of the workshop spent on the how to. How can I be a more active and effective witness of Jesus in my everyday life? And, of course, the way we teach that is using the LASSE approach to witnessing. So we go through each letter of LASSE and talk about it in very practical terms.
So you work through the LASSIE in very practical terms in the video. Now, how do you do that? Because you're talking to a camera. I guess it's kind of like radio. You're not really sure who's listening on the other side.
That's true. And so when I look at the camera, I just try to imagine that there's a group of people there maybe they're little itty-bitty tiny people all squeezed into a camera. but I try to do that with it's not always easy to present to a camera, but I'm learning how to do that, and I think I'm getting better at it. It reminds me when I was doing field work while I was at the seminary, and we went to the nursing home on Sunday evenings. And it was a Roman Catholic nursing home, but they let us do a Protestant worship service in their chapel. And sometimes nobody would be there. But we went ahead and did the service anyways because they had a closed circuit television system in the building so people could watch.
Uh-huh.
And you said, well, I don't know if anybody's watching or not, but I'm going to have to assume there's somebody here. And the camera became the congregation. So that's just making good use of God's first article gifts to help people, you know, be better equipped as his witnesses.
Oh, there you go. You preach into a closed circuit TV system.
I'll just, you know, oh, Lutheran pastors, they'll preach to anyone, anytime, anywhere. I guess you can even say to anything.
Yeah, so. Don't even have to be human. All creation.
All creation. So now, once we finish this, these videos, and we have the workshop wrapped up and packaged and ready to go out, and we're still working through how are we going to do that logistically. So I'll have to give you updates on our future Witness Wednesday on how people can get a hold of these videos and the workshop materials. Our attention is going to be turned to the second part of the Everyone is Witness program, which are the context modules. And because our workshop really can only talk about how to do this in a sort of generic way, because there's just far too many, you know, possible witnessing scenarios for us to talk about each one of them specifically in the workshop. It's only a 6-hour workshop. I mean, you can imagine people come to the workshop and say, well, how do I witness to a person who just lost a baby? Or how do I witness to somebody who used to belong to the church but doesn't anymore? Or how do I witness to somebody who's a Mormon? Or how do I witness to somebody who says God doesn't exist? There's no way you can deal with all that in one workshop. So our next phase of Everyone is Witness is putting context modules out on a website that everybody who goes to the workshop will be able to access. And it'll do just that. It'll say, well, how do I use this Lassie approach with a person who says God doesn't exist? How do I use the Lassie approach, you know, taking what I learned in the workshop and applying it to that particular situation or that context? And we have over 30 of these context modules planned, and new ones are coming up all the time, new ideas. So we're really excited about finishing up the workshop, so we can move on to the context modules. So.
Well, that'll be exciting. So that'll be accessible online?
Absolutely. Yeah, there'll be anybody who completes the workshop will get a password, a user ID and password to get access to this online resource. And we have IT department is working on that platform right now, if all goes well. about the same time the workshop goes out, without facilitators, the web platform will be up and running with the first context modules. So.
Why would it be important to attend the workshop first with the videos and in, you know, in a congregational setting or in a larger format?
In large part because the subject matter experts who are talking in the context modules are going to walk us through the Lassie approach. And if you're not familiar with the Lassie approach, you're going to start out kind of like, well, okay, what are they talking about? So going to the workshop is going to equip you with this Lassie approach so that then you can dive into how do I apply that in a particular context.
So having that foundation from the workshop is really going to be key to understanding what happens in the online material.
Right. What you learn in the workshop is, even though it's generic, it's something you could take and use right away so that when you do encounter somebody and you're sharing, you want to share the gospel with them, you're not saying, oh, well, I have to go run and look at a context module before I can say anything. So, you know, the context modules, there are resources, but the approach remains the Lassie approach, which is taught in the core in this workshop. So.
The context module, it can provide some insights to look at that context, perhaps in ways that we as individuals might not have looked at it before, is what it sounds like to me.
Yes, and the people who will be in the videos and the context modules are not me. I'll be doing this workshop But the context modules are people who really understand that context very well. And we've actually recorded the first context module in Witnessing the Mormons. And the people in that in the video include a pastor who had spent almost 20 years in a ministry to Mormons in Idaho, in a Mormon community. Somebody who was formerly a Mormon, converted to Mormonism, and then left the Mormon church, and now is an LCMS layperson, and an LCMS DCE who was raised a Mormon from birth, converted to Christianity in high school through the witness of her classmates, and then is now, you know, went to Concordia University in Nebraska and is now serving the church as a professional church worker. So they bring all sorts of insights to the how to witness to people, and they use the Lassie approach and explain to you, well, what should you be listening to, and what kind of questions are good to ask, and what are particularly good passages of God's words to share. So they bring this, they bring such important experience and information and insight to the context modules, and we plan on just continuing to do that across the board and using the gifts God's given this church and these subject matter experts to share these resources with the whole synod.
Great stuff on the way from Witness and Outreach. Pastor Wood, we are all out of time. Thanks so much for sharing with us today. We'll be on the lookout for these videos, for the workshops, and hopefully down the road, the resources online.
And you'll get the first autographed copy of the DVD personally.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we'll be on the lookout for some good stuff from Witness and Outreach. Thanks so much.
Okay. God bless you.